one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Comic book show.
And happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Of course, this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm your host, the Surfer. Thanks for tuning in and listening. It's, of course, Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day. So all the mothers and other mothers have a nice day. Right now we're going to talk comic books, of course, here on RantEMRadio.com. You can be listening live on the website or tune in on Stitcher, or you might be listening later on the download or iTunes or Podbean. So thanks for listening that way also. And if you want to not listen but instead call in and talk to me about comic books, I'm here on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever or Look Forward to Surfer. I'm not sure which one will come up first. But either way, I'd be happy to bring you on the air if you actually want to talk about real comic book issues. Sorry about the chair. I had to adjust myself. Let's get to some box office numbers. Third weekend in a row, of course. Avengers Infinity War is the number one movie in the whole half a universe, because now it's only half a universe. But that movie is Avengers Infinity War. Domestically, it added another $61 million to the weekend total. And now its gross total is $547 million after 3 weeks. But worldwide, it's doing a killing, of course. Its foreign total is over $1 billion now, so it's a... worldwide domestic total is $1.6 billion, making it all time. 1 second, please. 6 seconds. Worldwide all time is now the fifth highest grossing film of all time. That's not adjusted for inflation. I don't follow that crap anyway. But, and it's still gaining money, still moving up, just opened in China. I'll talk about that in a second. Getting feedback. Alright, so other movies. Rampage is down to 7th place. After 5 weeks, it added another 3.3 to its domestic budget of $89 million. It had a budget of $120 million, but when you add in the overseas haul, it's up to $393 million worldwide. So could get a Rampage too, or could get more definitely gonna get more Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Black Panther, which came out in February, it has been out for 13 weeks, it's still in the theater. It's at number 9. It's at $1.9 million for this weekend. For its domestic total of $696 million. And we know what Black Panther has done. It is the third all-time domestic box office grossing movie behind Avatar and Force Awakens. And then worldwide is up to 1.3, which just makes it 10th all-time. It has been surpassed by Infinity War. So, on the all-time worldwide list. And then any other movies, comic book related or close to it? Not really. Everything else, Isle of Dog, which is, you know, indie animated feature, is down to 12th place at the 8th weeks. Its total is $29 million. It's been about what it was supposed to make for a movie that wasn't widely released and directed by Wes Anderson, of all people. And everything else is just being pushed out now. And the thing about Black Panther that is still in the top 10 is it was released on video on demand this week, and next week it's about to be released in the stores. So it's still in the theaters making money, and it's about to be released on home video to buy. So that's going to be interesting to see what its numbers are next week after it's released for people to go into the Walmarts and the Targets and the Best Buys and the other electronic stores and buy them a copy, which I will be getting mine. So, let's see. Ready Player One is at 15th. It's made $134 million domestic. So that's about it. All these other movies are not comic book related, so what is the point? I'm getting a call. I'm joined by Mr. Hightower. How are you, mister?
I've been doing good, man.
That's good.
Have to check in with you.
Mm-hmm. So how many times have you seen Infinity War?
Three times, probably. Two times. 1 in 2D and 2D D-Box. No, 2D regular screen and D-Box 3D.
Okay, and so did you catch anything the second time around you missed the first time?
I think I caught everything. I missed Captain Marvel because I was with my girlfriend in the first one.
So you're talking about the post-credit?
Yeah, she wanted to leave and already looked at the spoiler of it to see what happened. But I went to basically see that just to see the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to let your girlfriend know. She has to stay till the very last thing pops up on the screen. When it's a Marvel film.
Mad at me.
What'd you do? How'd you mess up? Well, you don't tell me in the air. All right, so did you make it to Free Comic Book Day this year?
Yes, I did, and they had some trash comic books. I went to my local. I don't really go there because it's very small, and they have trading cards, whatever you call that magic shit, Minecraft shit that I don't like. It's very small. Tabletop games. I don't really like that comic book store. I usually go to the one like 2 miles down from me. But I know a lot of people is going there, so I just went to that one. I got like 3 comics. They said we can get 3 comics, so I got 3 little free comics.
Was it that crowded or they just being bitches?
Well, the other one, it was kind of like, I don't want to drive all the way down there, even though I should have.
No, I mean, like, the one that said you can only take 3. Was it, like, a lot of people there?
Yeah, it wasn't even a lot of people there. It was like, you'd be able to take 3, but it wasn't the comics that you want. It already had comics laid out for you.
Well, yeah, they just usually, each company puts out 2 to 3 free books, depending on how big they are. And
I thought you'd be able to get any type of comic books, okay?
No, you don't know. Come on now. You can't just walk in and go in the back and just start pulling books. No. The companies, they print special books for that time. Now, some stores, they'll take like books that they really won't ever sell, and they'll put them out on the table too. But,
well, I got an Image comic called Barrier.
Okay.
That was kind of cool. And then this other comic book is with two black women on the front. I can't name the damn comic. It's Creed and Fury.
Okay.
Warrior Queen, some type of shit. I haven't looked at that yet, but free comic book day, yeah, whatever. I don't really care. My niece with me though.
The main one I wanted to get was the Avengers book because it ties into the new Avengers series written by Jason Aaron. And it like the one had came out already, but the free comic book issue was to tell what happened before the events of issue one.
Okay.
And apparently they did this last year, but didn't really follow. They finally following up on. Apparently there was like a Avengers type team back in the beginning of time. Earth was just young and men were still in caves.
So they had an Avengers caveman team?
No. It was basically, instead of Thor, it was a young Odin carrying around Mjolnir. And you had the Phoenix Force who took over a woman's body. And you had the original Ghost Rider. You had the original Sorcerer Supreme, which is Agamotto, which where his eye comes from, and you had like the original Iron Fist, and they had a Star Brand, right? But he kind of looked like the Hulk. He was like it was a human who got the power of the Star Brand, and it gave him like Hulk-like abilities, and basically they kind of effed up. At the beginning of the Earth, they killed a Celestial.
Oh.
And, they was kind of waiting for the repercussions of that to happen. And apparently the repercussions is happening now in the present with the regular Avengers, so. Oh, and they had the Panther God. Let me not forget him. So.
I've been heavily into Image a lot. Like, Image have been really drawing me closer to them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been picking up a lot of Image books more than I have been reading X-Men Red. I think that's the only Marvel book I've been reading. I haven't really found nothing else that was cool. That was cool in Marvel, but I picked up. Have you picked up No Justice?
No, that's with DC.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't.
It kind of follows the the Dark Knight comic books. Kind of follow that.
The Metal bit. Dark Metal Knights. Yeah.
Yeah. Dark Metal. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's decent.
Well, you know, a lot of books I've been reading, my books always come to an end because I'm reading them. And with Marvel changing up a lot of things, some of the books I've been reading end. But the Avengers one I was reading, of course, that was meant to come to an end because it was a weekly book. And now that that's over, now we get the new number one for Avengers. So, and I'm waiting on the last issue of the Mighty Thor before that changes over back to the regular Thor.
You one thing I like about comic books is I love these miniseries that either Marvel, DC, or Image come out with. Like, cause I always like an ending, like Nightwing, the New Order. That was a cool ending. Batman Dark Knight, Black Batman White Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished reading that not too long ago, and it was a pretty good ending. I love miniseries more than ongoing series, because it gets dull. Like Justice League, the only reason why I'm collecting it because I like Justice League.
Well,
but I'm kind of staying away from them ongoing series.
What you been watching? I just watched Batman Ninja this morning.
Oh, actually, everybody been talking about Black Lightning, how good the show it was. What, and I thought it was hella Boosie.
You not then, caught up with it? You wasn't caught up with it?
No, I finally caught up with it.
So you saw the whole season?
Interested, because I didn't know. I thought it was a joke. Like, you know how people, you know.
You thought what was a joke that people thought was good?
Yeah.
Why would they joke?
Well.
Why do you assume it couldn't have been a good show?
Because first off, it's CW.
Okay, well, CW.
But CW do come out with hella good ass shows, too. At the end of the day, but I was like, because I don't like Flash. Uh-huh. I don't like
Arrow.
Arrow. So I was like,
what about Supergirl?
Supergirl. I like the Supergirl. I just had never finished this. So I was like, okay, I like Supergirl. And then when I turned on Black Lightning, I was like, oh shit, this look interesting. And you know, I'm in love with Thunder. Oh my gosh. Whew. Every time I see it. Every time I'm like, God damn. Now that's a black woman. As fine as she can be.
Just like the guy on the show talking about, oh, that Thunder, she got a nice ass. It's like, come on now, dude.
She's
saving your life.
Fine as fuck. Like, that's the type of white black girls I like. Like that right there.
You messing up. So no iZombie?
No. No, I don't do iZombie. Nope. I just caught up with that and Restworld.
Well, iZombie. Wasn't sure if it was getting renewed, but apparently it is. Along with CW ordering reboots of Charmed, Roswell, and Roswell.
Ooh, Charmed?
Mm-hmm.
My brother gonna be so excited.
So the question is it gonna be the same three Charmed women? No. Or are they gonna?
They will have to carry on the story with the Charmed children. I think it's like 7 to 8. I gotta ask my brother. My brother is like very like into Charmed. When I tell him, he gonna be excited. Like he know almost every character. He can tell me who they gonna probably put in there.
Well, I didn't get it on the Charm bandwagon until later. Like the reason why I originally started
reruns.
The reason why I started watching Charm was because I had just bought a high def TV, and at the time it wasn't many high def channels out there, and TNT was one of the few high def channels that were to actually watch. So in the mornings, I would get caught up and watch Charm.
Well, the first and second season, the third season, like my brother always told me.
Yeah, nobody cares
nobody
about
really
that.
Nobody cares those about it.
Because they don't like, now what's her name as an actress? Shannon Doherty.
Yeah. Like, until Phoebe came into the picture, that's when everything started to, you know, change up.
Because the first three seasons, it revolves around, Sharon Doherty's character. The other two are just background characters. But once she dies because of the problems that she was having with the show, and they bring in the fourth girl, and they make it more about all three of them more equally, it becomes a better show. Even though is the lead. She becomes the lead. What's her name?
The older sister or the middle sister?
The middle sister.
Yeah, she become lead because she got a little bit more famous. But they not going to probably bring that back. They're going to probably bring the children back, which will be way more better. But it'll get kind of complicated because one of the children was the evil person in the future and all that stuff.
No, that the future don't exist anymore.
Well, we'll see. That'll be exciting. I'll be ready for that if they come out with that.
So have you been keeping up with any of the other shows on TV?
Westworld. Westworld.
No, let's stick to the comic books one first. So no Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No Krypton.
Don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't watch Krypton either. I gotta see. I'm gonna give Krypton a chance. I'm gonna see what's about.
Gotham.
I'm kind of interested now since Joker is now here.
But I'm not buying that. God, the Joker is there. Everybody.
Whatever.
Jerome wasn't the Joker. And everybody kept insisting he was. And now it turns out he wasn't the Joker. And I'm not ready to buy Jeremiah as the Joker either.
Okay, sir. Okay, is this an Elseworld or this in I need to know.
It's his own universe, so.
It's his own universe, so Elseworld. Okay. So I just don't like it. Like, it just don't make no sense of this type of, like, I don't know.
They try to set up the No Man's Land storyline for next season. And they're supposed to do a time jump.
You talking about No Man's Land where there's no authority?
Gotham was cut off, yes. Because it was destroyed by earthquake and then had a disease go through it and the government and said
everybody fans for themselves and go all crazy stuff.
They said if you don't get out by midnight this time, you're on your own because we cutting Gotham off, and they got them off for a year.
And that's like when they going crazy and killing each other and all that stuff. Like everybody
don't go crazy, but you know.
I think I saw that in Batman Lost comic book.
Oh.
It showed like a little scene of that No Man's Land. I'm gonna have to look at that again. I'm gonna have to look up. Where can I find that comic at? No Man's Land.
Oh well. The trade shouldn't be hard to find. It's a year long story, so there's a couple of books you got to pick up. There may be a full. I forgot what they call those large hardbacks. But they may have it.
Did you talk about the streaming service yet?
No, you talking about the DC streaming service?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't get to that yet. Well, what do you know about it?
I'm gonna get it. There's one thing I do like about DC. I'm a huge fan, so I'm gonna get it, and I can't wait to see what they got.
And what they say the release date was?
Next year, I think, early next year.
And what did they put a price on it yet?
No, I'm thinking that it's gonna be $7.99. I'm thinking that's gonna be $10, $9.99.
I think that's a lot of money. I mean,
it depends on how much stuff they put on there. I could see them going for $10.99, not $15.99. They're not gonna do what HBO doing. They'll be stupid. $10.99 though, probably, or $10, but we get a lot of animated series, movies and shows, from DC, and can't wait. In original series is too, like Swamp Thing or something. I ain't gonna want to see that. That's gonna.
Yeah, I see they doing an original Swamp Thing. So what are they gonna? Is it gonna be like horror based, superhero based?
Oh no, I know I ain't gonna want to see it. Shit, they might put Black Thunder. They might put Black Lightning. They might put all the superhero movies from CW on there.
Yeah, probably.
Unless they still got a contract with CW.
Well, yeah, right now, I mean, all the new shows is CW, and it could be one of those things where
CW work together with DC.
They could put it on there after the show's on the air, then you can catch it on their streaming service.
CW, Warner Brothers, right?
No, it's a Viacom network and Warner Brothers. They both own it.
Partner.
Yes.
Oh, so they still might have them up on there.
You know,
because it's a syndication channel too, though. So.
Yes, which is limited as to what you know, they can show since they only have 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then, you know, they're not, they don't show anything on the weekends, they don't show anything after 10, they don't show anything before 8, so. Yeah.
Well, now, I'm gonna for sure get it, and hopefully they come out with a, hopefully that comes with a comic book, you know, free comic books too, online, like DC, how Marvel have their little app. Hopefully they can do that too, because I will subscribe to that too.
Well, apparently one of the shows is not getting renewed for next season. You moms groups, you finally won. I hope you're happy.
What?
Lucifer is being canceled.
After well, it wasn't seasons. Really a good.
No, actually, it was good.
No.
No, it was. Did you really watch it?
I watched it a few times, and I was like, no. Because, I mean, I don't really care.
Well, apparently, there's a petition to try to get it back. And, you know, it's more of the Fox thing than anything else. Like, you know, Fox had canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Got picked up by NBC.
Yeah, got picked up by NBC, but it's still, Fox just does that. They just cancel shows out of nowhere without giving, like,
no explanation why?
No, not that. It's just like, they, you know, they don't give shows a chance to, like, maybe finish out the story or whatever, or anything like that, you know? They just decide to go. And, you know, a lot of people probably thinking, well, how can Gotham still be on the air? And even I try to convince people Gotham is more popular than you believe. And I think a lot of people are lying about not watching Gotham, even though they claim they just like it. I think they claim they just like it and still watch it anyway, so. But what were you saying about Gotham?
Pretty cool.
What were you saying about Gotham?
Gotham is very popular. Like, I watched, like, the first two seasons of Gotham is very good. Gotham is very good.
It was a good deal last season when you had Gotham come on and then Lucifer following it. And then they split them off, put Gotham on Thursdays, and then put Lucifer at a different time slot. Now, I don't know if that affected its ratings or not, but I don't understand why they would just, like, you know, cancel it. It's like, you don't need to bring on new shows just to bring on new shows.
It probably wasn't that popular, though, at the end of the day.
You know, well, there wouldn't be
You gotta look at the ratings, the Nielsen ratings. It probably wasn't as what you think.
You're not gonna get high ratings on Fox and CW. It's not gonna happen.
He has a mom? Like, come on, bro.
Who has a mom?
Lucifer had a mom, like, no, come on, bro.
What was wrong with that? Been,
I would, it's stupid. Bye. Click.
Why, wait, why was it stupid that he had a mom?
Stick to the facts.
What's facts?
Stick to the book. You know, natural resources right there. Stick to the book.
So in the book he didn't have a mom?
I'm talking about Oh, this is the DC version, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought that was basically off the Holy Bible.
It had nothing to do with the Bible. It was the Lucifer that was introduced to the Sandman comics. And then spun off and got his own book. And that's why, you know, like, nobody thought it was a religious show. It's just, you know, it wasn't trying to preach religion or put down religion or anything like that. Now this season it revolved around Kane showing up. You know Kane, yeah, right? See? Huh?
Yeah, Kane. The yeah. See, nobody want to go through all that.
Well, no. I mean, Tom Welling, who was, you know, was in Smallville. He played Kane. First, he shows up as a police captain. As soon as he shows up, this serial killer called the Sinner Man shows up, and dude was like, "Yeah, I've been searching the Sinner Man. He did this. He killed my brother. which is kind of true. And then at the same time, Lucifer, who, you know, cut his wings off and burnt them in one season, got his wings back out of nowhere, but lost his double face. And of course, he discovers that the dude is Cain, and they was trying to find a way to get the mark off so he could die, because he was tired of living forever. But he may die at the end of this season, so.
So I'm guessing I'm not happy who's God.
Huh?
This is
What'd you say about God?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
God in it.
No, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Say it again.
Who is God in this story?
They've never really shown him, except there was this one guy who said he was God, and he had on his belt. And as soon as he took the belt off, he kind of reverted back to who he was, memory-wise, and was like, what am I doing here? And the belt supposedly belonged to God, so God was speaking through him for like a couple episodes until... Now, the mother, she was...
Sorry, my heavenly father. Nobody want to hear this shit.
No, but listen. The mother, she took over a dead body and came to earth from hell. She was in hell. And she would, her whole thing was trying to find a way to get back to heaven with her children. So
God, baby mama.
Well, she was. They referred to her as the goddess. Don't try to you know, put real religion.
It's just like, I like that, like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I just feel different about that, like, whatever. Okay, that's what I'm not saying I'm a religious person, I'm a spiritual person. What I'm saying, I'm just like, okay, well, yeah, it's just not for me.
No, I didn't watch it for a spiritual show. I just watched it what it was, you know, a little comic book comedy. And, you know, I enjoyed it. Maybe somebody else will pick it up. Maybe not. Maybe it'll end up on the streaming service.
Well, yeah, DC might, if this has to do with DC, DC might go ahead and put it on the streaming services. I ain't saying it's a bad, what's the name, it's just... I don't know. I gotta read the comic books. I did see a couple of comic books of it.
Well, you mentioned Brooklyn Nine-Nine being picked up by NBC. Well, guess who's taking credit for it?
Of course, Andy.
No, Mark Hamill.
Who's that?
Use the Force, Luke.
Why is he taking credit?
Well, he tweeted, no, I'm so not ready to say bye-bye 99, be forewarned, Fox TV, when networks dump shows I love. I'm known for holding grudges a long time.
What is it, guess? No, what is it?
I'm still mad at CBS. They didn't renew Square Pegs. Everything I like gets canceled. They send that on Twitter. And then,
Did the good Place get, canceled?
I don't know. I don't watch The Good Place. And then, it got picked up the next day by NBC, which was an NBC Universal show from the beginning. And so Terry Crews tweets out, I want to personally thank you, Mark, for using the power of the Force to save Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Wipes dirt off shoulder. So, the power of the Force, people. Saved your show for at least one more season. Just gotta believe. You gotta believe with all your heart. Yeah, what happened to you? How come you didn't call in for the spoiler cast we did a couple weeks ago?
I wanted to, but the thing is, right when I saw it, I was going to the movies. I was like, fuck, sir, no.
You were going to the movies, you want to see that movie?
To see it again. I was hella bad. I was like, damn. I wanted to talk about how Thanos beat everybody ass and how... this woman, when I was at the movie, she got hella mad that Black Panther turned into dust. And she's like, I want my buddy back. And I was like, sit down, he gonna come back.
Well, I screamed out, this is not gonna be a sequel.
There was a lot of non-comic book fans getting real mad. The worst part I did what I wanted to see was it was kind of very sad, and it hit me again while I saw it again was Peter.
Yeah, everybody's sad about that. But you know the thing about Black Panther?
What?
You know, Infinity War was done before Black Panther was released, and they didn't know Black Panther was going to do what it did.
So, yeah, they did.
They probably
at the end of the day, they're going to all come back.
They may have assumed they was doing a one-and-done film.
No,
you can't say that they didn't assume that.
They knew it was going to be a success, but they knew it wasn't going to be a big ass success.
What's a success? Because we've had,
like, talking about like a big hit with still affects the Black community today.
Okay, you know, listen, Marvel films, right? They've had films like Ant-Man and the first Avenger. Where if you look at their original box office haul, they're not that big. And there was a possibility that Black Panther might not have made $100 million in the opening weekend when they originally conceived it, and didn't realize it was going to do what it did, making $200 million the first weekend.
They knew what they was doing.
They don't make films to not make money, but you know, this was more.
You know how they made even more money?
Huh?
They put the movie in February, Black History Month.
Yeah, but you know, originally wasn't supposed to
off that.
You know, originally was supposed to come out in February.
Well, somebody was smart enough to change it to February to even get more money.
No, this is what happened. After they got announced that he was doing a Spider-Man movie, everything got pushed forward so they could slip in Homecoming. Because Black Panther was supposed to come out last year, and then they slipped in Homecoming. And that pushed Thor, and then that pushed Black Panther, and then it pushed Captain Marvel to next year. And that was supposed to come out this year. So.
Oh, and another thing about Infinity War I want to talk about right quick is Thanos. This is not the same Thanos that we see in original comics of Thanos Quest, and they did a wonderful job with this Thanos. Like, I couldn't see him as a villain.
No, I saw him as a villain.
I saw him as a villain, but my personal experience, I understood this villain. Like, I understood I would probably be on his side if this was real
life. Yeah, okay, well,
like half of the,
you wouldn't be happy if somebody you knew got wiped out in a snap.
I mean, if I would got wiped out, we wiped out, but I know that my son or my daughter or whoever will have a better life.
Yeah, but what if they were the ones that got wiped out?
It's understandable. Genocide is in certain different aspects.
What the hell? You talking about genocide, man? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's
listen, you keep bringing up Infinity War. Well, it finally opened in the market in China to $200 million for the weekend. So I don't know if that's their biggest opening ever. It has passed the original Avengers on the all-time list. It'd be fifth, as I mentioned earlier in the show. And they got a list of all these international films. 200 million in China, 84 million in Korea, 82 in the UK, 55 in Brazil, 54. I would think Mexico would have a bigger haul. That is, they do have a lot of people living there, but I guess they can't afford to go to the movies, maybe. So the money just keeps rolling in for Infinity War. Oh man, I'm off the air again. What's going on? Let's reconnect this. Where's the shining wizards trying to take over my show? Okay. See, I'm back on the air live, people. Stanley ain't doing his job of letting me know that I went up the air. So, let's see. What are the news stories we got while I wait for Mr. Hightower to come back and keep me company here? Which you can too by calling me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. Shazam has officially come to finish shooting its film. And that is, of course, the DC movie based on the character Captain Marvel, which they really can't call him that anymore. So now also his name of Shazam is a weakness, because if he says Shazam, he turns into the mightiest mortal. But if he says that while he's in the form of a mightiest mortal, he will turn back to plain old Billy Batson. So, it's sad that a character like that can't keep his name. I mean, come on now, we're not stupid. There can be two Captain Marvels and nobody would get confused. They think that we don't know any better. Maybe they should call him Captain DC. Maybe. Anyway, just a thought. So let's see what the story says. Since following a rough 3.5-month shooting schedule, director David F. Sandberg, who did Annabelle creation, announced on Twitter that the production has finally wrapped on Shazam. Levi also announced that the conclusion of filming on his Instagram, in which he announces that after taking over a toy store for filming, the crew would be given the toys they use on the set to non-profit organizations around Toronto, where the film was shot. Let's see, what toys you got there? You got, I see Batman, I see Flash, I think I see, that must be Cyborg. Some Wonder Woman type of doll and some other stuff, and there's a video here. So I'm really hoping it's a good film. DC do need to start putting out some good films. And the fact that we have not seen, or at least I haven't seen a trailer for Aquaman, that kind of makes me nervous. You would think they would want to have at least the first trailer come out so it could play in front of Infinity War. And it has to come out at least by Ant-Man or Wasp or San Diego Comic-Con. So, what's going on? Where you at, Hightower? You ain't come back yet. Let's see. Now, you know there's a bunch of colored lanterns out there in the DC Universe. The green and the yellows and the blues and the blacks and the whites and so on and so forth. Well, there's going to be an ultraviolet lantern ring. And it says here, yeah, if it's Scott Snyder reveals more information about DC's new ultraviolet lantern ring. Scott Snyder gave a little more detail about the coming of the Ultraviolet Lantern on the pages of Justice League. Excuse me. The writer spoke to Den of Geeks. Excuse me. The new Justice League comic he'll be launching with Jimmy Chang and Jorge Jimenez. That promises to introduce new and amazing concepts in the DC Universe. As Snyder describes, the series, each arc will focus on a different team member, with the goal being to fill as through your learning things about their mythology you never knew existed, just as they are. And it says, One of the big things revealed will be the Ultraviolet Ring, which Jon Stewart is seen wearing on the cover of Justice League number 3. Snyder describes it as being powerful by invisible motion spectrum, ultraviolet inferred. Those kind of powers that have been locked away. He also hints that Sinestro may have already known about the part of the emotional spectrum. Overall, this run on Justice League can be summed up in simple terms with big expectations. They're challenged by the bigger forces, bigger enemies, bigger conflicts, bigger mysteries that we've seen before. Snyder concludes that we want everything to feel new and unfamiliar. So what do you think? You excited?
About what?
Ultraviolet Lantern Ring.
I don't know. Snyder said that?
Yeah, I guess he's writing. Is he writing Justice League? I think
he's writing No Justice right now.
Oh, okay.
So Snyder is pretty cool. So we'll see. We'll see what Snyder do.
Mm-hmm.
Metal was pretty cool. It wasn't all that great, but we'll see.
And there's another article. Forget about the Speed Force. Justice League will introduce DC Steel Force. What do you think about that?
Steel Force?
Yes. I guess you can get to stand still and nobody can bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what that means? Scott Snyder and Jimmy Chung and Jorge Jimenez plan to reintroduce older concepts like the Hall of Justice and the Legion of Doom to the title, while it makes sure to add brand new ideas like the Steel Force, which will impact the larger DC universe. Snyder told Den of Geeks, the Steel Force will have a lot of influence on both where Barry goes as a character and also his past. While the Speed Force is known for accelerating a person's speed, the Steel Force will counter it by slowing everything down to a small pace. So I guess you can slow everything around you with the Steel Force. What about the Money Force? I want to know what the Money Force is. I want to be tied into the Money Force. What do you think?
Steel Force? I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I haven't looked into that. What the fuck is that about?
It's
Superman?
No, Flash.
I don't like the Flash comics right now either. I don't know.
Did you see the new Luke Cage trailer?
Yes. Yes and no. I saw some of it. I gotta rewatch it. But I'm for sure gonna watch Luke Cage. That's like a must.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll watch me.
That's
some,
a must.
Some Cage too.
Cause one, the first season was good, and he was pretty good in Defenders. Like I said, Defenders was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Finish is pretty good, so can't wait till they do a season 2 with that.
Now, are you a G.I. Joe fan of Real American Heroes?
Nope.
No? Never a fan of the books or the cartoons?
Nope.
What about the movies?
I care less. No, I care less about G.I. Joe.
Well, too bad, because they're going to do a Snake Eyes spinoff. Which maybe, you know, just concentrating on one G.I. Joe member might be a good thing.
Is that the Rock Snake Eye? No.
Snake Eye was the ninja on the team.
Yeah, I care less about G.I. Joe.
Who doesn't talk because, and I don't know about the comics, but there was one version of the cartoon where he got shot in the throat, so he can't really talk. He was a gaijin being trained in ways of the ninja, and him and Storm Shadow, you know, they were kind of friends, and then they came apart because Storm Shadow thought he should be the guy, and he got blamed for killing their master, and turned out it was really Zardan. Anyway, so no, never been a G.I. Joe fan, huh?
Change the channel every time.
No, this is a G.I. Joe movie. On. You need to watch it.
The movie?
No. It's an animated movie. I can't think of the title of it. But in this one, they took Cobra series and Cobra Commander, right? Where he had these satellites set up that could destroy cities. And he wasn't playing around this time. This wasn't the screaming Cobra Commander, you know, in the cartoon show that it was only there to sell toys. And, you know, the Joe Force had to come up with a real plan to stop him, and they almost didn't. But it's a real good animated movie. Go try to look it up if you can.
No,
don't open your mind.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah, no, that movie, that one movie, it was... Who wrote it?
We'll see. I'll see.
It was a comic book. Hold up. See if I can look it up real quick. I got to close my game out on my tablet. So you never watched G.I. Joe Renegades either, huh? Well, I used to call it G.I. Joe A-Team. Because it was kind of the members.
It was like the A-Team a little bit? Well, kind of by you, the A-Team?
Yeah, it was like some G.I. Joe members were framed for a crime they didn't commit. And they were, you know, driving around. But they also had, at the same time, the same time was helping people, so... Let's see. Mm-hmm. Rise of Cobra, Retaliation, the movie, the TV series.
I did
series.
See Rise of Cobra. Was that a movie?
Yeah, that was the live action movie.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and I was like, yeah. I just wasn't into G.I. Joe's. That just really didn't I was rarely into Transformers, but I knew about Transformers. Mm-hmm. But G.I. Joe, I used to just change the channel. I used to wait until X-Men comes on, animated series. Like, I never watched G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Right when that come on, I just turned the channel. Just like right when MASH come on, mm-hmm. It's time to turn off the TV. And go to sleep.
So they're about to make a mask. They're making a masked movie.
I know, but it was a meme on Facebook going around. You know when you about to go to sleep because masks coming on. Even though masks is pretty good.
Come on, man. Sergeant Slaughter was a G.I. Joe agent. You like wrestling, so.
Yeah, I love wrestling, but I don't like. Speaking of, since we're talking animated series, I finally saw caught up with Camp WWE, which is very recommended to everybody to watch who's ever a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I've not had time to watch it. I'm so behind on so many shows. And I keep hearing how funny it is.
It's funny. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody finally turns heel, so it's funny.
Jim Cena? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of showing that in the advertisement for the new season. I think he got split into two people.
Hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. And the Warrior was in one of the episodes too, which was very, very good. You know, mm-hmm. Seth Green is very, like, the creator of Robot Chicken, or one of the creators of Robot Chicken. He's pretty cool. Do you watch Rick and Morty? Or have you watched Rick and Morty?
No, you know, I'm too old to get into that kind of
No.
That animation style of these current cartoons.
It makes you, it's like, you remember Futurama?
I understand Rick and Morty is based on Doc Brown and Marty.
But it's based on Futurama too, though.
Okay, no,
it's like they, it's like Futurama Simpsons in that.
Yeah, they put a lot of things into the pot.
Yeah,
I get
Family
it.
Guy, all that. It's just, and sometimes it just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't, like, sometimes you look at it like, okay, that don't make no sense, but it's just out of the world. But I don't know, it's very good. I thought of that first too, but when I sat down and watched it on Hulu, it was hella fucking, like, it was like, it was very interesting. Hold on, I mean, I'll be right back.
It's always just me. I'm gonna take up airtime. And I have no more news stories to talk about other than maybe about Annette Bening joining Captain Marvel. And I guess this will be her first
I'm gonna have to get off
superhero film. Real quick before you go, I saw Deadpool 2 the other day.
Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw Deadpool 2 the other day.
You did?
Yes. And it took me a while to get into it, but it was good. I liked it.
Is it? It's not better than the first one, right?
I haven't decided that yet. Whether
is it watchable? Because everybody, some people are saying it's not watchable.
In the beginning, it just seemed like stuff was forced to me. I'm gonna try to record a review because they kind of embargo on it till tomorrow night. But once it gets rolling in the right direction.
Okay. End credits?
One. Nothing at the end, like mid credit. And then there are some deceiving things in the commercial that you don't actually see in the movie.
Okay.
So that would be spoiling, so.
Okay, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
And you know, there's some crude humor. And okay. And I will say, there was a character that people complained about in the original X-Men series of them getting wrong that they got right this time. I mean, truly got him right.
Ooh, somebody from the X-Men?
Yes.
It's coming in?
It was a character in one of the X-Men films. People complained that they got him wrong. Even make fun of one of the lines he said in the movie. And he was in Deadpool 2, and they got him right. There is no arguing about whether they got him right this time. All right, that's one of the things I did give Deadpool credit. They do take characters that people consider got them wrong, like Colossus, and they do them right.
Okay. We'll see.
And that's Zazzy Beats. Wow.
Alright, well, let me go ahead and get off here.
And let me tell everybody about the other fine shows here on rantemradio.com. Because you can listen just about every day of the week if you want a show to listen to. Starting with tomorrow night, Sports Reports live at 11:15. And then Tuesday, there's two shows for the price of one. 7 p.m., Shining Wizards. And at 9 p.m. you get the rent. Fridays you get Turnbuckle. Rent and Wrestling at 5 and Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9. And then Saturdays is what we reserve for the Midnight Jury. Not sure which weekends they are. Usually it's the second week in the month, but you know, they've been doing some extra shows as of late, so then maybe they might be becoming a full-time show on Saturdays at 8 p.m. So, you know, contact them or check them out on the weekends. I'll be back next Sunday, hopefully, for the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. And we also do pay-per-view coverage whenever somebody feels like doing it. So, you know, keep your ears open for that. And with that, happy Mother's Day to everyone again. I will see y'all next week. Take care. Peace.